Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In this lesson, we will take a deeper look into flossing and the different kinds of flossing devices. So, let's start! Regular flossing is essential to maintaining healthy teeth and good oral health. The key is flossing correctly, but that is a standard many patients do not achieve. Um die Zähne gesund zu erhalten und für eine gute Mundgesundheit, ist es wichtig, Zahnseide regelmäßig zu verwenden. Entscheidend ist, die Zahnseide richtig einzusetzen, aber das ist ein Standard, den viele Patientinnen und Patienten nicht erreichen. Why is flossing so important? After meals, food particles tend to remain between teeth, and if you are wearing them, braces too. Removing all the food particles can be a little tricky. Even the best toothbrushing cannot reach the spaces in between our teeth. It is necessary to remove the plaque there. Otherwise, it can lead to cavities or periodontal disease or both. Flossing helps to remove plaque and the particles between your teeth and from the surfaces of your teeth. Flossing promotes healthy teeth and gums by removing hard-to-reach bacteria around and in between your teeth. Instructing the patient on how to floss. You should floss all your teeth at least once a day, preferably in the evening and before brushing. Step 1. Getting prepared. Get ready by sectioning off a piece of dental floss about 30 centimeters long. Wrap one end around your pointer finger on the left hand. Do the same with the other end on your right hand. Leave a short distance of floss between them to work with. Pinch the floss tightly between your thumbs and forefingers to make it tauter. This makes it easier to maneuver in your mouth. Step 2. Selecting the tooth. Insert the floss between two teeth. Form a C shape with the floss with a tooth in the center. Step 3. Cleaning the tooth. Gently move the floss up and down the side of your tooth several times. You should pull the floss right in where the teeth meet the gums. Don't floss too hard. This could damage the gums. Be gentle. Do not force the floss into your gums. Step 4. Repeat. Repeat the action between each of your teeth with a fresh portion of floss each time. Floss between all your teeth carefully, including the ones at the back of the mouth. Adjust the floss So you use a clean section of floss on each tooth.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Flossing with braces. To make flossing with braces easier, use a floss threader or special orthodontic floss to thread the floss behind each wire. Gently slide the floss between each set of teeth using a back and forth motion. Repeat this process until you've flossed all of your teeth. If you find that not all of the food particles between your teeth and around your braces are removed properly, you should use a water flosser. Choosing your type of dental floss. There are different kinds of floss you can choose from. Waxed or unwaxed floss is the most widely used dental floss. Dental tape is broader and flatter than the standard kind of floss. Super floss is wider and more spongy than standard floss and is better for larger spaces between teeth. Floss picks are designed with small plastic handles that have floss stretched across the other end and are easier to grip. Some floss picks feature a plastic pick that can be used to remove large food particles. A water flosser, also called water pick or oral irrigator, uses a powerful stream of water to blast away particles and debris between your teeth. People with braces, bridges, and fixed retainers use floss threaders for challenging areas. Interdental brushes or Proxa brush is a small stiff brush you can use to poke through gaps between your teeth. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To insert, einfügen. To slide, gleiten. To grip, greifen. To poke, stochern, stoßen. To force, erzwingen, Kraft ausüben. Tightly, fest, kräftig. Broad, breit. Flat, flach. Stiff, starr, steif. Taut, straff, gespannt. Challenging, herausfordernd, anspruchsvoll. Debris, Ablagerung. Stream of water, Wasserstrahl. Food particles, Essensreste. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche beschäftigen wir uns mit dem Thema Mundgeruch. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Teamjournal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.